Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, and welcome to White Stone Ministry, and we're going to study the book of Romans, and we're going to start in Romans chapter 1, verse 1 today, and talk a little bit about Paul as he introduces himself to us in at the beginning of the book of Romans. This has been called the Gospel According to Paul. And it's, as you can see, it's listed in importance. The books in the New Testament are not written or laid out according to chronological order, but these books of Paul are written or laid out into importance of order. So this is considered Paul's masterpiece. And Paul's, well, like I like to call it, reminds me of Paul's gospel, because everything of the good news of Jesus Christ is included. An explanation of the good news is included in the book of Romans. So what we'd like to do is begin with book of Romans and chapter 1 and verse 1 and go over a little bit about Paul. Now, Romans was the center of, let's say, the world at the time, is actually the capital of the empire of Rome, and in the city of Rome, where that's located in Italy today, and where the Vatican City is located also in that same area. So Paul had not been to Rome yet, but Paul had been, was told by Jesus when he was in Acts that he was going to go to Rome. And as God had said to the disciples and the apostles at the day of Pentecost, that everybody would, the gospel would be spread to Rome as part of throughout the whole world. So Rome was the seat of government, it was a seat of culture, it was a seat of architecture for Rome, it was the seat of the government, the seat of military, merchant, everything was coming or going through Rome. So, and as the old saying says, all roads lead to Rome. That's how they built the roads. Some of those roads are still being used today, 2,000 years later, and longer than that. So we'd like to go as far as we can in a few minutes that we have and talk about Paul, chapter 1, verse 1, a servant of Jesus Christ. Now, when we first come across Paul in Acts, he's not a servant of Jesus Christ. He's a servant of himself and his own beliefs and faith in where he was raised. And he was a very zealous Pharisee. And we see him that first time we see Paul in the Bible, he's called Saul. And he was an assistant, an accomplice to the stoning of Stephen in the book of Acts. He was held the garments of some of the men that were throwing stones to kill Stephen. They stoned Stephen to death. And so Paul was holding some of the clothing so they could throw better. As simple as that. And so Paul was at that time a very zealous Jew and wanted to persecute and stamp out this Jewish sect at the time, they called it, those believers in Jesus Christ. And that, of course, Paul didn't, he was steeped in the Jewish religion and in all the rituals and the arrogance of the Jewish religion as being chosen of God and the only true religion, et cetera, et cetera. And they became proud and did not preach the gospel, but were proud of themselves in that they knew the scriptures, they knew the truth, but they didn't live the truth. They had a form of godliness, but they lacked the power of that godliness. Well, Paul was one of them. Paul was one of them. Then we find in Acts chapter 9, where this is all changed, that Paul meets Jesus Christ on Damascus Road, and he is blinded by the, it's Acts 9, he is blinded by Jesus and knocked off his horse because of the shock, and Jesus came to him in a bright light and said, "Paul, why do you persecute me? Why do you kick against the pricks of the Christian movement?" He's talking about against the truth, against the message of the gospel that I've been raised from the dead. Well, it's interesting what Paul said when he came across that. He said, "Who art thou, Lord?" So there was a reference or reverence to Jesus Christ before he knew who he was. He recognized the truth and the authority of this light and the voice that he met on Damascus Road, where he was going to persecute more Christians, killing them and putting them in prison. Well, at that time, he met Jesus Christ. Jesus told him what to do. "I go to Damascus, and there'll be somebody there waiting to help you out, to introduce you to the faith, as now you're a believer." And so Paul did. He went to Damascus and was baptized. He got his sight back. And then he started being very zealous for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, this didn't sit too well with the Jews in Damascus, because he was so zealous against Jesus Christ and the movement, which was called the Way then. He was against it so much. Well, now he's 180 degrees switch on it, and boom, now he's for it, and he's promoting it and everything else, and it just didn't go good. And Paul had to escape out of there over the roof and get away from Damascus to save his life. And that's when he became well-educated with Jesus. As Paul says in Galatians, that he was about 3 years out in the desert and going to the seminary, the School of Jesus Christ Seminary. And so then he went on a couple of missionary journeys, and on the second missionary journey, he wrote to the Romans at Rome. The church at Rome had developed. And if you look at Acts chapter 2, when the Pentecost happened, and that's when there were proselytes and Jews from all over the world had come to celebrate the Pentecost, they even mentioned that there were Jews from Rome and proselytes from Rome that came to the Pentecost. Well, that's when the Christians preached the gospel and when were empowered with the Holy Spirit to do that. And by that initial introduction of the gospel and those that heard the gospel and believed, there were folks from all over the world. And it mentions some from Rome that were Jews and proselytes. So you had that introduction, and that was a few years earlier. So you have this church having begun in Rome, and now Paul, some years later, is writing this letter to Rome. He hadn't gotten there yet, but he was going to shortly get there by a paid trip by the government of Rome. He was arrested for his protection, and as being a citizen of Rome, Paul had the right to petition his case to Nero or to Caesar, whoever was in charge, and let them decide whether he should be executed or let free or whatever. So we have here a little bit about Paul. Well, now we see a little bit about more about Paul, that he's the servant of Jesus Christ. And servant is a word that is kind of a smooth way of saying slave. It's not as harsh as slave. And so we find here that Paul was a slave of Jesus Christ. It's translated servant here, but Paul was a slave, and that means that he was bound to Jesus Christ. And so a servant, I think of, and most people think of, servant is someone that is paid to serve. Well, Paul was not paid to serve. Paul was bound to serve. He was a servant of Jesus Christ. He was bound and he was dedicated. He was sold out to Jesus Christ. He was sold out to the gospel. And, of course, it says a servant of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ has his title is Christ, the Messiah here, the Savior, the one that died on the cross for our sin, the promised one of the scriptures that would come and die for our sin, the one that would satisfy the requirements of salvation that God set forth, that there should be a sacrifice for sin, a sacrifice for sin. That it, the requirement is that some blood to be shed or some life to be taken for the transgression of sin, because sin takes away life. Sin kills. Sin is something that destroys. And so Jesus Christ came, the selected one, to die on that cross. To take away the penalty and the requirements of God for sin and the destruction that sin causes. So we have Jesus here, who was, we'll see next time, he was promised by the prophets. He came by the right bloodline, and we'll see that he is the promised one, the one that was qualified and was accepted by God for our sins. And this was the sole purpose of Jesus Christ on earth, and dying his whole life was to prove that he was the Messiah and that you could believe in what he was going to do, is die on the cross for our sin, and also he resurrected to prove that he had power over sin. We'll go all over that, but this is the Jesus that we're talking about here, the Jesus of the Bible. The main focus of the Bible is who we're talking about right here, and this is who Paul was the servant of. God bless you, and talk to you next time.